The state is targeting hundreds of wolves again this winter as part of its ongoing predator control programs. More than 700 animals could be taken to benefit moose and caribou populations in six areas of the state, from the Alaska Peninsula to the interior. The wolf control programs allow state-certified pilot gunner teams to track and shoot wolves from the air or after landing. Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms in Fairbanks says the wolf harvest objectives are based on rough population estimates developed for each control zone. Harms says the information comes from biologists conducting aerial surveys and pilots participating in the control programs.
If we have two different people see a group of eight, four black and four gray wolves in one particular area, we can identify that as a pack. And we get to know what the population is based on the different sightings during the year.
Harms says biologists then figure out how many wolves can be taken in each area without endangering the population. The wolf kill has fallen below objectives in most control zones in recent years, but Bruce Bartley with Fish and Game's Anchorage office says that doesn't mean the programs are a failure.
What's important is that come spring when the program's over is how close we are to that minimum objective number. You know, the complaint has been that we haven't been meeting our objectives, but in fact, particularly in Unit 13, we've been very successful in meeting them. In at least 2 years, we've shut down the program early because we were down to that minimum number that we wanted left in the population.
The state's newest predator control zone targets wolves on the calving grounds of the southern Alaska Peninsula caribou herd, where the department hopes to eliminate as many wolves as it can. Statewide, more than 660 wolves have been taken in the predator control effort that began in 2003. Over 3,000 wolves are harvested annually in Alaska by hunters and trappers independent of the program.